Good morning. Today I want to explain some alternative solutions which may help reduce some of the problems related to climate change. The first solution uses solar energy to grow food in the desert. First of all, I'll explain how farming in the desert works. Then we'll briefly discuss how this type of farming could solve some of the environmental problems we are now facing. We'll discuss some possible problems with this system. So, how does it work? As we all know, in order to grow plants, we need water and sunlight. There's a lot of sunlight in the desert, but very little water. Scientists have combined solar energy with a farming technology called hydroponics. Hydroponics means growing plants in water. Plants don't need to grow in the ground, but they do need nutrients to help them grow. Nutrients are like food for the plants. So, if you add the nutrients to water, you can grow fruit and vegetables in water. NASA scientists have been developing this method of growing food because it could allow us to grow food in any climate. In Antarctica, the Sahara Desert, or even on Mars. You might ask how this method of growing plants helps with the problem of climate change. I mean, after all, it uses fresh water, which is a limited resource. An Australian company, Sundrop Farms, combined hydroponics with solar energy. Traditional farming uses between 60 and 80% of our planet's fresh water. However, Sundrop Farms doesn't use fresh water. It uses seawater. Sundrop Farms is only 100 metres from the shore. A line of mirrors reflects heat from the sun onto a pipe which has oil inside. The hot oil in the pipe heats up seawater, which is kept in special containers. When the seawater reaches 160 degrees Celsius, the steam provides electricity. Some of the hot water is used to heat the greenhouse during the cold desert nights. The plants grow in the greenhouse, a building with glass walls and a glass ceiling. The rest of the heated water goes to a desalination plant. Desalination is when we remove the salt from seawater to create drinkable water, that is, water which is clean and safe to drink. The desalination plant can produce up to 10,000 litres of fresh water every day. The farmer adds nutrients to this fresh water and then grows fruit and vegetables. To summarise, solar energy removes the salt from the seawater and the fresh water is then used inside the greenhouse where the plants are growing. Many people around the world are really excited about this technology. So far, Australian farms have grown tomatoes, peppers, and cucumbers using hydroponics. Many supermarkets are interested in buying these vegetables because they're grown without pesticides or other chemicals. Some people think hydroponics is the perfect solution to the world food crisis. Finally, the desert farms use solar energy and not fossil fuels. Thus, their negative effect on the environment is minimal. Now, of course, the future of hydroponics is unknown. But I think the desert farms might be a very interesting way to farm in the future. Now, let's discuss some of the problems.